of you.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Turn it up!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is nice and cool outside, 64. Good morning, Kelly K.
It is pretty cool. Good morning.
Were you a little chilly?
Almost. Yeah. It was the right amount of nip.
You say nip?
Nip.
All right.
Just a little nip in the air.
A little nip.
Just enough to be like, this is refreshing. It's not a fall, like, it's going to be cold soon nip. It was a refreshing nip.
So yesterday, I had a meeting with our boss later in the day, and he was... Like we were talking about something referring to, like, keeping things light and not being too serious in radio because it's radio.
It's radio. We're not flying a plane. We're not doing brain surgery.
We're having fun. We're playing music.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know you're not serious when I turn on the radio, driving my daughter.
Oh God.
I hear you guys.
No. He should stop listening.
Talking about seahorses. I was like, yeah?
Okay.
I was like, yeah?
Go seahorse! Go seahorse! Go seahorse!
Thank you, Octonauts. That's a children's show for toddlers.
Yeah, I mean, well, he was like, yeah, I mean, I was like, did you not learn about the seahorse?
I was going to say, did he not get some education in that segment? Because I know I was I learned that male seahorses were the ones that have the babies.
Right. So he said, yeah, I actually said that to my daughter. I was like, it's an educational show. You keep telling them that.
But it's true.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
It's true.
All right. So anyways, yeah, if you missed it, you can catch up on the podcast. That's kind of funny.
It's amazing the amount of learning.
Yeah, it started off with a text message from a listener who was at the aquarium, just saw the seahorses and was like, huh.
And thought of us.
And
I
we're
love
like,
that.
And we're like, huh. So we had to Google, too.
We have oozed into people's brains enough for that to happen. And let me just tell you, I've gently inserted the podcast and a few videos where you can further your learning. And there's a lot of learning up at WDJX.com.
You know, listen, I don't... Okay, I know...
You should learn.
I know anybody who, like, goes to school isn't listening to us now. But I'm just saying, I don't want to be, like... forcing education on you. Because it's summer break still. You still have a couple weeks.
Well, yeah, but still, you don't want to forget everything you learned over summer break. You want to keep your brain in that learning mode so that you just pick right back up.
All right, so there. WDGX.com, you can catch up on the podcast. Today, we got a new phone tap. Got a naked coffee guy.
I don't think there's any learning involved with that, other than maybe not what not to do.
A happy birthday loser, and a lot of other stuff here this morning. So
sprinkled, peppered in,
right
there in between, filling in the cracks.
We'll fill in the cracks with spackle.
Spackle the cracks.
Yep,
of the show
with our fun,
with deliciousness.
All right, set of the bar coming up here in just a few. Like I said, we'll get to that happy birthday loser story coming up here in just about 10 minutes. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We've got the fall run-a-thon rearing its ugly head around the corner, kicking off here in just a little over a month with the Pure Tap 5K there on September 7th at the Water Tower.
How's your training going?
You know what? I actually got back into it over vacation.
Yeah.
So my severe calf sprain has healed
mended?
Itself. Yeah, I had to take like a month off because, you know, you gotta be true with your body.
Sure.
You gotta listen to your body.
Absolutely.
And what your body's trying to tell you.
And I saw Zoe's kind of on board. The training with you.
Well, I mean, so yeah, all three of my daughters, I've been kind of trying to drag them along and
but poor
and
Elizabeth was
out.
All like, you know, hey, I was, you know, volunteering to run with Zoe. She's like, nope, you're too slow.
I know.
He was throwing shade at mom. Like, nope.
But, I mean.
I need to be challenged with dad.
Well, she could. But yeah, I mean, that was fun. But anyways, if you want to text us the word race, R-A-C-E, you can find out more information on that. And
just follow Ben on Instagram.
Join the DJX team. I haven't posted anything running for a long time.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Have I?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
But yeah, text the word race, R-A-C-E, and we'll give you more information on the fall run-a-thon that's coming up here. Like I said, just a little over a month away. Set at the bar. Happy birthday, loser.
Is that a Hallmark card?
It should be, right? Give us just a couple songs on DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without writing happy birthday loser on a kid's birthday cake, you're doing okay.
A kid? Why? How? What happened?
Hey, remember that birthday cake that actually turned into a marijuana theme a few weeks back?
Yeah, don't you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
This is much worse.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
All right. Before you start pitchforks and going to burn the place down, let's hear the story.
Look at this poor little girl.
Yeah, so it's this girl staring at this cake. She's two. She can't read, but still.
Okay, great. Oh, right, thank God.
Right. Yeah, her name's Elizabeth. She's 2 years old. She's just staring at the birthday cake.
Yeah, she's clearly expecting some sort of character on it.
And it says, happy birthday, loser, but
a mix-up at a Missouri Walmart left this little sweetheart with a cake that reads, happy birthday, loser.
I love the anchor.
Her mom asked for the cake to actually read, happy birthday, lizard.
Yeah, her nickname's the lizard. And they misheard it as loser.
Oh, make sure that
that's her nickname. But just as she was leaving the store, she realized it said, happy birthday, loser.
Oh, wow.
She did wind up getting her daughter, Elizabeth, a new cake with a real name on it.
Yeah.
And while the girl does look a little down in this photo.
Yeah, the picture is just
less than impressed.
I know, the picture just like her shoulders are slumped and she's just kind of looking at her birthday cake like, oh.
Her mom did post on Facebook that she can't read, so didn't tell her what it actually said. She added, even if we did tell her that the cake said she was a loser, she doesn't know what a loser is, so.
Okay.
Great.
There you go.
I want to go back in time to where I didn't know what things like that meant.
But yeah, she said they all had a good laugh. She and her husband had a laugh afterwards.
You have to.
If you can manage to make it through the day, if you maybe work at a bakery and you hear something like that come across the phone,
let's spell it out.
Maybe double check.
Yeah. Let's repeat it. Let's spell it out. I'm like, okay, I just want to make sure we are absolutely clear, because once it's in frosting, it's permanent. Otherwise, you have to start all over.
Okay. All right. It's permanent. Sure.
Waste frosting.
Right. All right. If you can manage to make it through the day, without writing happy birthday, loser, on a kid's birthday cake, you're doing okay.
Especially a two-year-old girl.
Yeah, that is Set at the Bar on 99.7. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The DJX All Access Summer continues as Shawn Mendes will be here in Louisville next Saturday. We've got tickets and meet and greets all this week for you to win. WDJX.com. So that's pretty cool. You can get in right now. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Listen, we have Justin Bieber to thank for this particular feel good.
All right.
Mr. Justin Bieber. He noticed that Popsicle no longer had the Double Stick Classic. Wasn't available in stores. He just kind of noticed that, put that out in the universe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Popsicle, Obvi, saw it. And they said, you know what? We see you, Biebs. If we get 100,000 retweets of hashtag bring back the double post, they would indeed bring back the Popsicle double pop to stores.
And?
They reached that goal.
Wow.
That is happening, sir.
Wow.
Double pop.
Look at that.
Once again, returning to store freezers.
All right. It's kind of like one of those summer staples, yeah?
Absolutely. Sure. I grew up on those. It was way better than just the single, right?
I remember Twins. There's Twinsburg up in Ohio that has Twins Fest, and I think my daughter's up there. And they had the twin pops
break them apart. Share.
Right.
Yes.
But then they stopped doing that several years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, and we didn't really think anything of it. We were like, oh, all right.
Well, had you been proactive like Justin Bieber, maybe you could have gotten something done.
Maybe.
Now, we don't know when they're going to be back in stores, but they promise it's coming.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Justin Bieber.
Very good.
Winning for all of us. He's the hero we didn't know we needed.
Yeah. Not just for Canada.
Not just for Canada.
Look at that. sounds
pretty great.
I know, that is amazing. Yeah. All right, cool. That's your feel good. Brought to you by DQ 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 64 today, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Man, it's going to be a nice next few days. Sunshine, 80, low 80s, low humidity. Not like that baby powder inducing humidity that was blanketing the area last week.
Did they sell out in stores of baby powder because of last week? Feels like it could have.
Could have.
It was intense.
Yeah. Hey, remember yesterday we were talking to you about how Avengers Endgame kind of surpassed Avatar?
I do remember that. And you still have no idea what that means because you haven't seen it.
Well, I mean, I understand. Uh-huh. But James Cameron has responded.
Oh, has he?
Mm. Yeah. We'll have to kind of let you know how he did, knowing that he was bested.
Throwing out shade? Is he mad? Is he happy?
After Demi Lovato, 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So yesterday we were telling you that Avatar went down as the number one of all time movie to Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, surpassed it.
Yeah. So how did James Cameron, who was obviously the director of Avatar, respond? Well, he's already been in this position.
Right. Because, with Titanic.
With Titanic. Right.
He beat himself.
When Endgame surpassed Titanic, what he did, he reached out and congratulated them.
Absolutely. Because he's a hashtag classy.
Yeah. He said, I see you, Marvel. Congratulations to Avengers Endgame on becoming the new box office king. Now, this is kind of cool because Joe and Anthony Russo, you know, co-directors of Endgame, they actually responded to him and they're like, yo, you're a monumental reason why we actually fell in love with film in the first place.
Yeah. You're the GOAT.
Yeah. So they were obviously very happy to have James Cameron's praise of the record that has now fallen.
And
for,
you know what? James Cameron isn't just sitting over there on his porch, you know, sipping some lemonade. He's coming back with a vengeance with another Terminator.
Another Terminator and then another Avatar.
Exactly. So yeah, he's all so, like, right. I think there's a little bit of hold my beer
right.
kind of attitude maybe in the background.
You know, and we've gotten several listeners that have texted us and saying, now, listen, you're not factoring in inflation.
It's just like ticket prices is what you're saying.
Right. And if inflation were to be factored in, then still Avatar is reigning. And then Hunter even rolls in and says Gone with the Wind is actually the number one movie of all time. $6 billion.
Hunter.
$6 billion
with
in today's
knowledge.
In today's money.
Wow.
Now, I haven't verified that.
Again, we're not going to research that.
I was going to say, I have no clue. I'm just taking.
We don't put time into that.
I'm just taking what Hunter said as gold.
He seems like he's smart.
Yes.
He looks like he did research. He sent a screenshot.
He did research. Got to be true, right?
Yep, we believe him.
All right, so there you go. James Cameron, not too upset that Avatar is now no longer the number one movie of all time.
It was a good run.
Good
for
run.
10 years. Oh,
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So Shawn Mendes is going to be here in just a little over a week at the Yum Center. We've got an opportunity for you to meet Shawn Mendes along with tickets to the show. It's part of the DJX All Access Summer.
So remember yesterday when we told you that he slid into the DMs of a fan?
Yeah.
Who had photoshopped a butterfly tattoo on him and he noticed it and he was like, hey, that's pretty cool. Could you send me the art? Well, here's the update. And I called it. He went and actually got that tattoo.
That is...
For real.
That is so awesome.
He had to.
Yeah.
He had to.
I mean, how cool is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Shawn Mendes actually got the tattoo.
For reals.
From the fan who had sent him the art.
Yeah. We got it up at WDJX.com.
That's so cool. So yeah, you can see that there and then also get in to win tickets and a chance to meet Shawn Mendes next week at the KFC Yum Center when he comes here with Alessia Cara. So that's pretty cool. Hey, coming up next. So sometimes Kelly walks into the studio and I'm doing something awkward. She caught me just last week.
I heard noises. I heard noises and I saw a shocked face looking at me.
That next.
An embarrassment.
After Love Lies 99.7 DJ.
DJ,
I have to admit it, kind of an awkward moment when Kelly walks into the studio.
I heard noises. I'll be honest. I heard noises.
So Kelly walks in and she doesn't see, like, I'm dumping audio into our system, right? And she doesn't see what's on the screen. She just hears,
oh, oh.
Yeah. She just kind of walks in.
Like I said, I heard noises.
And I kind of look over, and she looks at me, and I look at her, and this.
He looks back at the screen, and he looks at me.
Meanwhile, this is still playing in the background.
Oh, oh God.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the noises I heard.
She's like, what's going on? Kind of. Okay.
Why are we watching that right now?
So before anybody jumps to any sort of weird conclusions about what I may be doing at work before Kelly gets here.
Oh, they're already jumped to those conclusions. They're there.
This is the iconic scene from When Harry Met Sally. When
she's faking.
She is in a restaurant with Harry.
Right,
and,
yes.
And he's like, there's no way any woman has ever faked with me. And she's like, oh, really? And so she goes and does this
scene.
It's
iconic.
Yeah, right. And she goes through the, like, a minute long scene where she's just doing this right in the middle of the restaurant. And so anyways, the whole reason I brought that up is because the same delicatessen that they're in New York City is celebrating like the 30th anniversary of its release, July 12th, 1989.
Okay.
And they're having a contest.
Okay. So they want people to come in and do that.
Yes! Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
That is the answer.
So they want, all right.
That is the answer.
So they want you to go there, so, do that scene, put it out there.
I don't know. I don't even know what you win. I think
okay.
I think you win this.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Who knows?
Okay. Listen, before you even go there, we are not in that deli.
I'll
we
have what
not.
She's having.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not there, and we don't need to recreate that ourselves. Don't give me that look. That is not happening.
That's a little bit weird.
It is a little weird.
It is a little bit
because
weird.
Because that would just,
I think I would.
It's not the right setting.
Yeah. I don't think I want to learn that much about you right now.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
I don't want to learn that much about me. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just saw the wheels. I saw the spark, and I'm like, I'm going to shut that down right now.
Sure, thanks.
I'm going to shut it down.
So, hey, welcome to the show, guys.
Oh, God, it's already awkward.
Out of the gate.
It's already
out of the gate.
Awkward. Wow. Where did we go yesterday? We were talking about potato salad.
Yeah, now we're.
Yes!
It's different.
It is a little bit different.
It's different.
A little bit different.
Okay.
You just never know what you're going to get.
Yeah!
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
If that weren't awkward enough, Kelly and I stand in the shower and ponder those weird random thoughts that you have with shower thoughts coming up.
I feel like I need to be cleansed.
Yeah.
I need to be cleansed of all of the transgressions of the show. I don't know.
This is not the way to do it.
No, but it's probably not.
Yeah, no, that's coming up here in just a few on 99.7. Lil Nas X, still living his best life. 99.7 DJX now rules the Billboard Hot 100 chart. 16th week, tied a record for the most time at number one in the chart's 60-year history.
Okay.
That song,
that
Old Town Road.
So, when you think about that, real surprising.
That matches Despacito.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Matches Despacito, of course, Justin Bieber, Louis Fonsi, and Daddy Yankee. And it also matches Mariah Carey, Boys to Men, One Sweet Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang. So unexpected.
So, yeah, Lil Nas X been living his best life, like I said. So he's been kind of getting those boosts thanks to all these different remixes that have been happening.
You know, which I'm going to need for us to start playing the remixes. I'm going to need a little, let's sass it up a little bit for me.
Well, the Billy Ray is a remix. And then he has a Diplo remix.
Okay.
And then he has the Young Thug Mason Ramsey remix.
Okay.
Remember Mason Ramsey? He's the yodeling kid.
Walmart yodel kid.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was probably necessary.
So if the song actually breaks the record, it's going to happen next week. So Lil Nas X, which, by the way, if you don't follow him on Twitter, he's hysterical. Like, this dude knows how to Twitter.
Okay.
It's enjoyable watching him Twitter because.
So this success with this particular little hit is not being lost on him.
No. Exactly. And he's. He's tongue in cheek in how he plays the internet and how he is going after the record, and his meme game is strong, and
Well, if his meme game is strong, then he is definitely, you're a fan of his.
Absolutely.
You love the memes.
100% I am.
If you could just communicate only in memes, I think you would.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah. So there you go. Congrats to Lil Nas X. Like I said, living his best life there. It's Ed and Justin, 99.7 DJX. Ed Sheeran, 99.7 DJX. By the way, if you follow us on Insta, at 99.7 DJX, we were gifted yesterday by Ed. Ed sent us some of his Heinz Ed chip.
Is that how we got it?
Yeah.
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
I just thought somebody bought it.
No.
Really?
No. Ed sent us.
He sent us some Ed chip. I feel so special.
He sure did. Yeah, if you want to see it, I mean, it looks like a regular ketchup bottle, but it says
Ed chip
on it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like you do have to. I didn't notice it at first, and then I gave it a second look, and I was like, ow. I had to read the caption, and then I looked back at the picture.
Right. The tomato is wearing Ed's signature glasses that he wears.
Ah.
So it's tomato Ed chip right there. Yeah, on Insta, at 99.7DJX.
You know you've made it when you get a ketchup, like, created specifically for you.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, the actual product hasn't changed, just the label.
Right. Coming up next, it's when Kelly and I awkwardly stand in the shower and ponder life. Those weird random thoughts that you get when it only seems to happen when you're in the shower. We call them shower thoughts.
Don't drop the loofah this time. Please. Please.
I can't help
just
it.
Just don't.
They're slippery. That's coming up next. Let you down. Would've gave you anything. Would've gave you everything. 99.7 DJX, ask Alexa to launch 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast, you can get live radio, all that right there. 6:52, that's ours. Let me start that again. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I standing awkwardly in the shower. I always hog the warm water, so she has to be behind the stream.
Usually really salty about that.
Yeah. It's just those weird random thoughts you have. We just call them shower thoughts.
Okay. I'll start.
All right.
You know, you once wore your mother as a protective armor.
Mom, shield me. Wow.
It's a little weird. Like, I was worn twice as protective armor for my children.
That's a scary thought.
Right?
Yeah.
And also something else I can hold over their heads.
There you go.
I feel like.
All right.
When they're being bad, I can yell at them and remind them of that.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, whenever you may be feeling down, just remember this. Kim Kardashian played poker with mirrored sunglasses.
Okay.
Like, Kim, you
thanks
got...
Thanks for pointing that out.
You got a full house there, Kim? Okay. It looks like you got a 2, a 5, and a 6.
You know what? She just didn't want to give anything away with her actual eyes.
Sure. Shower thoughts.
100% something I'd do, though. Hey, you know? Also, when you're feeling bummed
okay.
about something.
Wow, we're here to lift you up.
This isn't uplifting. It's almost a feel good.
Sure.
When you're feeling bummed about something, know this. There are around 900 million dogs in the world.
All right.
And almost all of them want to be your friend.
I have just met you and I love you. I like that.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Instantly.
For sure.
Lifts you up, doesn't it? Love it.
One more shower thoughts. You ever wonder why people named Deborah always go by Deb and never Bruh?
They're missing the boat.
Missing it.
Totally.
For sure.
It'd be like the coolest nickname ever.
Yeah, Bruh.
Hey, Bruh.
Hey, Bruh.
Hey, you want to go to the club tonight? Bruh.
All right, that's Shepherd Thoughts. 199. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 62 outside.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful day today. High of 82. I even saw Brian Good. Shut your mouth, Brian Good. I even saw Brian Good tweet that we could even see highs in the 70s.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to us.
In August. Brian Good over at Wave 3 News Storm Tracking
Team.
That's
pretty great.
Yeah. All right. Feel good. Feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
We are shining a bright national spotlight on Kentucky Kingdom.
Oh.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Let's do it.
It's for a good reason.
All right.
I should probably preface it.
Okay.
Because national spotlights can be good and bad. This time it's good.
Absolutely.
Getting some national attention. Recognition, even. The Kentucky Flyer made the New York Times list of 2019 coasters to ride.
I've never ridden that.
I haven't either.
I think my daughters did. But yeah, no, I haven't ridden that yet.
Six roller coaster. You can reach elevations of 47 feet.
All right.
Experience a top speed of 35 miles per hour. Which is, I think, is really fast for a roller coaster. I mean, it's not very, very fast if you're, like, driving in your car on the highway on 64 and you're going 35. That's probably not fast. But for a roller coaster, that is fast.
Okay.
That is blow your cheeks back fast.
So why was it recognized, does it say?
It was on, yes, the New York Times list of 2019 coasters to ride.
Oh, coasters to ride.
One
okay,
that
gotcha.
You should ride.
Gotcha.
It's a destination.
All right.
Should go there. Take the fam.
Well, that's cool.
Claims the wooden coaster, one of the most exciting new twisty, windy thrills in North America. It's wild enough for adults, but mild enough for kids. Did I sell it?
Wild enough for adults, mild enough for kids.
Exactly.
I love it.
It's wild and it's wild. It's wild and it's mild. You can see you can flip it.
That's kind of you also.
You think?
Wild and mild.
I'm wild and mild? Yeah, you can say that.
Depending
on the the time of day.
That too.
Yeah.
All right.
All that.
All right, that's feel good.
There it is.
Do them every hour here on
Kentucky Kingdom. 99.7
DJX.
So weak.
Sam Smith, 99.7 DJX, dropped some new music on us just recently called How Do You Sleep? How do you sleep when you lie to me? All that shame and all that danger. I'm hoping that my love will keep you up tonight. Baby, how do you sleep when you lie to me? All that fear and all that pressure. I'm hoping that my love will keep you. All right. So there you go.
So I will say this about that. We put the video up at WDJX.com. You have not seen Sam Smith like this before.
All right.
He's dancing. He's doing choreography. He's voguing. He's fully sassy.
Sam Smith doesn't usually move in his videos.
He doesn't normally, no. He's not doing choreography for crying out loud. And he is all in. He's all in. And then, of course, there's a story I put up there, too. He told a story about having a dream about being at a Mariah Carey album release party, and she like dedicated a song to him, and she noticed that. She thought that was great. So it's all up there, WDJX.com.
So we got a tweet from Victoria.
Your face scares me.
And I appreciate when you come across these things on the internet, on YouTube, that you send them to us with the hashtag education.
I'm really nervous about this.
So Veronica sends us this tweet with just two hashtags, education and mating.
Oh, God.
And so naturally, I'm like, oh, gosh, what is it?
It's almost daily. It's almost daily. We're doing the learning in the animal kingdom.
So I didn't know, and you and I will both agree that we probably collectively didn't know the sound of a sloth mating.
Oh, wow.
But thanks to this tweet by Veronica.
Is it slow? Didn't we all just assume it's slow? They're slow moving animals, are they not?
Yeah, here's the mating call.
A little bit. Hang on. That sounds like my daughter when she is not getting something she wants.
No, that is definitely weird. The mating call of a sloth.
Oh, God.
Wow.
My daughter's tantrum.
You know, if you hear that, stuff's about to go down.
Okay.
But then, like, piggybacked on this video is a clip from Animal Planet where they're watching sloths do this.
No.
Look what they're doing. Oh, my God.
Is that thrusting?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Wait.
The actual deed itself is over and done with in under 5 seconds.
Wow.
Bet you didn't know that.
That was unexpected.
It would appear that sex is the only thing a sloth does quickly.
Wow. 5 seconds. You know what? I don't have a lot of time.
That's efficient.
I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, because it's going to take me about 2 hours to walk across there.
Right.
I got it.
All right. So again, thank you, Veronica.
Wow.
Because
Veronica.
Yeah. Rolling in with the YouTube videos there.
That's another one to add into our library.
Of sloths mating.
All right. That's great.
Very good.
Our library grows daily.
It does.
Of those sounds.
99.7 DJX Dua Lipa. It's new rules. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. DJX All Access Summer happening right now. Shawn Mendes tickets and an opportunity to meet Mr. Mendes himself. All up at the website at WDJX.com. Man, Sony Pictures dropping a bomb on us with the first trailer for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers.
This just proves Tom Hanks was born to be Mr. Rogers.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Mm.
Could you be mine?
Uh-huh.
Please won't you be my neighbor?
So it's kind of the story between him and a journalist.
Mr. Rogers, I'm here to interview you.
It is so nice to meet you.
You okay?
Profiling Mr. Rogers.
Boyd, please don't ruin my childhood.
This piece will be for an issue about heroes. Do you consider yourself a hero?
We are trying to give the world positive ways of dealing with their feelings.
Yeah? Like what?
Things you can do. You can play all the lowest keys on a piano at the same time.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's just going to confirm what we all thought.
I love it.
Mr. Rogers was the nicest person on the planet.
November 22nd.
Yeah.
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is going to be released. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, like.
Perfect for the holidays.
Gives you chills.
Yes, it does.
We got to post at WDZX.com or at 99.7DJX on Facebook and Twitter.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
When you're new to a job, you don't necessarily know all of the corporate people who may be calling. So when William Hassenpepper from IT calls. I mean, how are you supposed to know?
How are you supposed to know?
Wait, I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah.
I mean, again.
Got to test, make sure everything works.
Corporate structure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Phone tap coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm a sucker for you. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 731, home of the DJX All Access Summer. Shawn Mendes. He's going to be at the Yum Center next Saturday, and we've got tickets, meet and greets to give away. All this week up on the website at WDJX.com. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, we just got information on all the access that we're going to be able to pass along to you guys. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Again, I volunteer to be the escort.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yes, escort, you know, just in case.
Yeah. I mean, are you, like what's your read on the whole Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes thing?
Well, they're dating.
You think?
Yes. They've been huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy in public for several weeks now.
All right, good.
That's
for
happening.
Them. Good for them.
They're just, you know what? They don't want to put a label on them right now. They're just figuring it out.
Right.
With their faces.
All right.
Touching a lot.
Okay.
I think it's cute. I need it to happen. The world needs it to happen. They want Shamila.
Sure. Coming up next, how are you supposed to know, especially if you're new to a job, that a call from corporate IT is not actually from corporate IT.
Wait, I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
There are some specific requests to working the equipment around your office. That is next. Congrats, Becky. You're on display.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from
Carrie.
Carrie says, I've been listening to your phone taps for years. I got a suggestion. You should play a prank on my friend Becky. She just started a new job. in the office of an apartment building dealing with residents. She really wants to do well in this new job.
I'm sure she does.
As most people probably would. Can you call her, prank her as a welcome?
Yeah, how would she know that William Hassenpepper is not actually from corporate IT?
Good morning, apartments. This is Becky.
Hi, Becky. William Hassenpepper. I'm the IT director calling from the corporate headquarters. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks. Sorry, but have we met?
No, ma'am. I'm in Chicago. We own apartment complexes all over, and I help set up new employees with their email and make sure all the tech and IT stuff is working for you.
Oh, okay. Great.
This is your first day, correct?
Well, it's my first day working here alone. I mean, I had training last week.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations, first of all. Welcome to the company.
Well, thanks.
So you got a minute to go over some stuff?
Sure.
Okay. As I said, I'm here to make sure everything's working correctly. Email, computer, connections, printers, stuff like that. So, first of all, is your email working okay? Are you able to send and receive emails?
I'm looking at it right now, in fact. I have a few emails that came in this morning, and I sent a couple out, too.
All right. Awesome. Obviously, the phone is working. We're on it right now.
Yes. No problem here.
All right. So let's look at the copier. Have you used it yet?
No. I haven't needed to make any copies yet.
Okay. Awesome. I'll get a chance to actually show you how it works. It's a voice-activated copier and printer.
Really? Huh. Well, what do you mean?
Well, you see, you don't have to really get up from your desk to make a copy. You just give the machine a voice prompt, kind of like an Alexa or talking to an Alexa.
Okay.
So while I'm on the line, we'll test it and make sure that it's working properly for your voice.
Okay. So what should I do?
Well, most of the things you'll be printing out will be contracts and rental agreements for residents. And those have already been preloaded into the printer, so really all you need to do is give the printer the verbal command, and it will print those documents.
So what do I do?
All right, well, how far away is the printer?
It's on the other side of the office, I guess, about 15 feet.
All right, that shouldn't be too bad. You'll have to be kind of loud, though, so just give the command, printer, print rental agreement.
Wait, I say that out loud?
Yeah, you have to say printer first so it recognizes. It's kind of like the Alexa, like I said. You have to say it loud enough. Printer, print rental agreement.
Printer, print rental agreement.
Now you got to say it louder.
Okay, did that work?
No, nothing's happening.
All right, I think you're going to have to try a little louder.
Printer, print rental agreement.
Okay, so we should be good, right?
No.
No.
Oh, and it didn't print. Okay. Okay. So you know the person who previously had your position was a guy. He kind of had a low voice. Maybe try saying in a lower register, lower voice.
No.
Really?
Yeah. Let's just see if that's the issue.
Printer, print rental agreement.
Nothing?
Nothing.
All right, we'll come back to that. Well, let's try another piece of equipment. Let's do the radio.
Wait a minute. A customer just came in.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. We're almost done. Just ask him to hang on just a sec.
Oh, no.
Hi, how are you? I'll be with you in just a second. Thanks.
Okay, oh, wow. So let's try turning on the radio.
Okay, I guess so.
Just say, radio, turn on 99.7 DJX so I can hear them prank someone with one of their phone taps.
What?
Becky. Becky, it's Ben Davis calling from 99.7 DJX.
Oh my God. Why did you do that to me? I don't believe this.
Carrie thought it would be awesome to welcome you to the new job and have a little fun with you.
You guys. Oh, my God. I have to go. I have a customer here that's totally confused.
You know what? Becky's dude voice. That sounds pretty good.
Printer.
Printer.
Rental
agreement.
Rental agreement. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Can we get to the naked coffee guy?
Say it in your dude voice, though.
Can we get to the naked coffee guy?
Naked coffee guy. Oh, just a little story to make you feel better about your life.
Yes, I like love that. Those. Yeah. Those are great.
It's perfect. That's on the way. Give us like 10 minutes. On Taylor, 99.7 DJX on Instagram yesterday posts another little kind of Easter egg saying that she is going live today at 5 o'clock. Some stuff she's excited to tell us all, including info on the Easter egg of her shooting a bullseye at a target with the number 5 in the middle of it.
Okay. Awesome. Set your calendars.
Set your calendars for today at 5?
Today at 5. Set to calendars.
Set your calendars.
The calendar reminder.
For today at 5.
15 minutes before it happens.
All right, so Instagram. Yeah, Taylor's going to be on Insta live at 5. 99.7 DJX, another announcement. So, hey, coming up next, it's the Naked Coffee Guy.
Just a little story to make you feel better about your life.
It'll perk you up today.
Yeah, these are, yeah. A little morning perk.
A little
perk
morning
up.
Perk.
Pick you up. All right. That is coming up after Khalid, 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you're living your best life or you're not, but if you can manage to make it through the day without walking into a coffee shop today, maybe Highland Coffee, ordering a coffee naked, you're doing okay.
Let's wear some clothes.
Just a little story to make you feel better about your life.
Now, to be fair, this happened in Vermont, and Vermont apparently has a rule that, you know what, it's not illegal to be naked in public.
Are you kidding?
This morning, it's hot out there.
Yeah,
but one man may have gone a little
oh my
too
goodness.
Far in his quest to stay breezy.
Yeah,
she's seen it for the first time.
I was going to say the rest of the crew can't handle it because there is actual security footage of this dude walking into the coffee shop naked.
Yeah, right.
Earlier this week, a customer walked into a specialty grocery store in Vermont.
Uh-huh.
He was completely naked at the time, as you see from this very sexy video. The man asked the woman behind the counter where the coffee is.
Yeah, is the coffee?
Where's the coffee? And do you have any clothing I could buy?
And not only
do you think he knew?
He asked if she knew any good local swimming spots.
Ah, he's ready to go.
Well, she told him. He proceeded to make a cup. He then asked if she knew any good swimming spots.
Yep, because
why not make small talk when you're naked in a coffee shop?
Naturally.
Yeah.
The shockingly calm clerk gave him a recommendation on where he could take a dip, and then he went on his way.
There you go.
Yeah, there's one right down the way.
Yeah.
Just sir, make a right and then two lefts and you're there.
What are you using to stir that coffee?
Oh, God. Listen, sir, we don't need to see your swizzle stick. That is not what we need to see at this point of the day.
The store owner says this was a first.
Yeah, I bet it was.
I bet.
So,
but they don't have a little sign that says no shoes, no shirt, no service?
Not in Vermont.
They should probably add one. Let's add one because of that guy.
Again, I don't know if this guy is living his best life or if he's not. But
you know what? Maybe he had one of those dreams where you're in public naked and just took it literally and thinks, you know, maybe I should put this to the test. See how it really feels. Maybe he was unaware. Do you think he knew? Do you think he knew he was naked?
That could
be the case, too. We don't know. There are some facts, some questions we need to ask.
All right. So, yeah, setting the bar, kind of. If you can manage to make it through the day without walking into a store, ordering a coffee naked, you're doing okay.
Yeah, I don't need to see naked people at the grocery store. I don't. I, for one, I'll speak for me.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. A little setting the bar there. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Get to a text message real quick from Ernie. Talking about the guy who walked into a store ordering coffee naked. Valid question. How do you pay?
Very good point, because
where
was
he keeping
those
coins,
his
sir?
Wallet?
Where are you pulling those coins?
Where's the wallet? That's a very good point.
You know, if he's got a hand on his coffee,
yeah,
and another hand maybe on some sugar packets or something. Hey, I got a couple dollars stashed.
Can you?
Can you do me a solid? I'm gonna need you a little help.
Okay.
I'm gonna need a little help.
Yeah, most of us aren't walking around with our wallet in our hands all the time. We're not. Maybe he had a fanny pack on. I don't know.
No, he was naked.
No
fanny. Just a little story to make you feel better about your life.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Fanny pack means something different.
Valid. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, going to be at RUP. We were getting you in to win some tickets for her show there as part of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. It's kind of cool because we just keep rolling on. Shawn Mendes this week for tickets and meet and greets for his show next Saturday at the Yum Center.
Highlighted in bold, the meet and greet part.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to touch him.
Listen,
don't stop.
Listen.
Stop with your look. Kelly just raises her eyebrows when she
like
said that.
Just, he'll probably put his arm around you for a picture, yeah. Okay?
Or shake yeah, right. hands.
Let's
who knows?
Not get handsy.
All right, so they're WDJX.com. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by DQ Miracle Treat Day, July 25th. Support local children's hospitals at participating U.S. locations.
We need to thank Justin Bieber.
Yeah?
You know why we need to thank Justin Bieber?
Why?
He's making things happen.
Okay.
So he noticed that popsicle double pops were missing. They were no longer available in stores. You know the double sticks? You grew up with them.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you break apart and share, or did you just eat them both by yourself?
I think, no. So the real question is, did you break them apart if you were by yourself, or did you eat it whole
Whole if you're by yourself. I was a sharer, though. Mm-hmm. I would break it apart and share with a friend.
No, see, I would always break them apart, and I would eat them
you would double
both
fist?
Separately.
Does it make it feel like you had more?
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, Popsicle noticed that Justin Bieber noticed. And they're all like, all right, we see you, Biebs. If we get 100,000 retweets of hashtag bring back the double post, then they will bring back the Popsicle double pop stores. Did they do it?
Did they?
Did they do it?
Here's the update. Bieber made it happen.
Oh, wow.
They're coming back to stores!
Wow, look at that.
Yeah!
And we can all rejoice and be happy.
Yes, we can. Can't we?
Knowing that this slice of the past is back again.
Coming back to stores. I mean, we don't know specifically when. They're not really giving us a date, but okay. They said it's happening.
Do we know the flavors?
I don't know. I'm going to assume all the classics. Okay. We're going to assume that.
Okay.
All the classics. So right, just be watching.
Sure, we'll
you know
call
what?
That a feel good.
Just go camp out at the grocery store and just stare at the
yes,
freezer.
Yes, great. That's some great advice.
Until they carry them in, stock them up, you'll be the first.
All right, there you go. That's your feel good. 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, and I'm sorry to say that I am mourning the loss of something this morning.
Okay, Sparky, do you need a hug? What's happening?
I am mourning the loss of something that's been with me ever since I got into radio.
Which has been, what, how many years?
Couple.
Just a couple years. Okay.
My alarm clock.
Your alarm clock died a horrible death, or you no longer need it? What happened?
Oh, no, I still need it.
Okay.
It died a horrible death.
Oh, no.
This morning, in fact.
Oh, did it do its job first and then check out?
It didn't even do its job. My wife caught it.
Oh.
And she was, so, you know, I don't have a plug-in alarm. I don't even use my phone. I use my phone as a backup alarm.
Yes,
right?
I do too, but I learned that I don't hear it. So that's bad.
So I have, and I've had, because when I first got into radio, I was working with a morning show and they gave me this alarm clock because I was always late.
Uh-huh.
And so they were like, hey, why don't
there you go.
Whoa.
Do you have one of these?
Wow.
Maybe you need one.
This is a fun little invention.
It's a great gift.
Takes batteries. Don't have to plug it into anything. And look.
It alerts you to when you should be at work.
It alerts you actually before you have to be
at
work.
That's great.
Yeah. So they gave that to me like when I first got into radio. I was like, oh, wow, look at this thing. It's amazing.
And you've been using that one all these years?
Yes. I have been using that alarm clock for every single year.
I will tell you,
since I got into radio,
I'm right there with you. I'm still using the one I used in high school.
Yes, so
it's still working.
So this morning, my wife, she goes, "Hey, I think your alarm's not working. I hear it like chirping." And I checked, and I like woke up and I looked at it, and I was like, "Yeah, it's not going off." And I almost did like compressions on it. I was like, it was like a little hamster.
You're trying
I was
to like, give it mouth to mouth.
I was like, "What's up, buddy?"
Hey, CPR?
Hey, what are you doing? I pressed it a little bit. I poked at it. And, you know, keep in mind, it's like 3:30 in the morning. So yeah. I'm like half asleep anyways. Sure. I'm like poking at it going, hey, bud.
You're talking to it like you like it. Yeah. I don't like mine. It's not my friend.
You still with me? You still hanging in there? Okay. Well, you know, you got to think this alarm.
Sentimental value, sure.
This alarm has been through a lot with me.
Did they? Yeah. You took it with you as they told you that they were going to let you spread your wings?
Well, yeah.
As they fired you?
That's the same alarm that's been with me on that journey. I mean, through firings, through different cities, all that, right? So I'm like,
oh, wow.
So I looked at it. I was like, you know, it's not the batteries because I had actually just changed the batteries. Okay. Recently, because it was starting to dim and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I'm worried.
Oh, no.
I'm worried,
the
Kelly,
motherboard is done. It's fried.
That I'm going to have to say goodbye forever to my alarm clock.
Oh, no. Did it play like the radio or was it a beep? Because I can't do a beep. It's too violent. So I wake up to a radio.
Oh, no. I can't do the radio. It's
shocking.
Gotta be
it's
a
not
beep.
Our station because I can't get it.
I got to have the beep.
You gotta have the beep. I can't do the beep. It's too scary.
And that little guy, he was breathing his last breath this morning. And I've been through so much.
Yeah.
With my dear sweet alarm clock.
That's sad.
And this is a moment I'll never have back.
Oh, wow.
Let me grieve. Let me grieve.
How are you gonna function? You gotta go to the store today. You gotta get another one.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can just rip the Band-Aid off.
You're going to have to. Otherwise, Kelly, you're just going to sleep through the show. You'd wake up at what? 10 o'clock naturally?
I'm going to go back and I'm going to try to bring more life-saving techniques into this poor little guy.
You're going to transform into alarm clock repair guy today? Is that what we're going to do? I don't know. I don't have confidence that you can bring it back to life.
Emily texts in and says, should we set up a GoFundMe to get Ben a new one? I mean,
probably.
I feel like we don't need a lot of contributors because it took batteries. I probably only need a couple bucks.
I know. See, I'm gonna tell you right now, mine takes a 9-volt and it plugs in. So,
all right. So, anyways.
I'm sunk if we have a power outage.
All I want, and the only reason I brought this up is because I'm a real person. I want to bring you along with the journey.
The real life struggles.
The ups. That I have, I like to share the ups with my life, and I also have to, because I'm real, share the downs.
The yin and the yang. Yeah. That's tragic, and we all feel for you. Our hearts break. They do.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We've already been talking about the fact that August 3rd is going to be busy because of Shawn Mendes rolling his happy little butt into town with Alessia Cara for his tour. And we've got meet and greets up at WDJX.com. But it's also the day here where we are going to help you get ready for back to school. A little Stuff the Bus presented by Metro by T-Mobile. So it's neat because, you know, the Metro by T-Mobile locations, you can actually drop school supplies off now until August 2nd. And then we'll have a big Stuff the Bus event happening on that Saturday.
Yes. And it's only successful if you guys pitch in and help.
Yeah. WDGX.com. You can see like the list of school supplies that are needed, but it's they're all going to help both schools in Southern Indiana and here in Louisville. So
awesome.
Pretty good there with Stuff the Bus. On 99.7 DJX. So ran across this tweet the other day from Walter Thunderflask.
I like his handle already.
All right. Walter Thunderflask. Be thinking about this because we'll come back and talk about it. But tell us something that sounds like a lie, but's actually true.
He started something.
All right.
He did.
All right. We'll get to that after 5 seconds. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Don't forget, 5 Seconds of Summer going to be here with the Chainsmokers in November. So we'll have some fun stuff as that show gets closer on 99.7 DJX. Twitter, you can follow us at Ben and Kelly Show. So ran across his tweet from Walter Thunderflask.
I just love his name.
Who tweeted out, tell me something that sounds like a lie, but is actually genuinely true. I'll begin. An ungrateful deer once spat in my mouth. I'm like, wow. Does kind of sound
it's random
weird
and gross. And
so I was thinking, I'm like, yeah. I mean, like what in my life might sound fake? I don't know. Maybe I was in Wild Weddings 3 on TLC for something that happened at my wedding.
That's true.
It's true.
You screwed up your vows, kind of.
I did.
Yeah.
I scared away a bear.
You like to say
sorry,
it. I fought
I,
a bear.
I fought a bear. Yeah.
Yeah.
At a campsite, it wandered into. But I, when I was at this in the Scouts. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I live kind of a boring life. Maybe
here's mine. I almost dated Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Almost dated in a roundabout sort of way.
And when I say that, it's because my girlfriend Amanda's parents went to church with his parents' church at that, and then she's like, hey, you should date my friend Matt. And at the time, he just became
all
famous.
All right, all right, all right.
In A Time to Kill. And I missed my chance.
So then I start reading the replies.
There are some epic ones.
Tyson S., I had a 47-second long fart.
Okay.
I mean, to be able to time that is magic.
That, like, did he, that had to have, like, pre-planning, right? Like, you had to have it ready to go.
Ready to go.
And then
I think you have to.
And then it's go time.
That's a premeditated.
Yeah. So, here's another one. Here, hold my knitting is the handle. I was attacked by kangaroos for my loaf of bread. Since we were camping and didn't have a lot of bread, my mom went after them and got the bread back.
Wow.
She fought a kangaroo and won.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Same type of thing.
Very similar to yours.
Catherine, JFK Airport Terminal.
Yeah.
Scruffy looking guy with Ray-Bans, red bandana around his head, was walking beside me asking where I was off to. We walked for about 20 minutes. He walked up to my gate, then kissed me. People were staring. I boarded the plane. Someone then asked, how do I know Al Pacino?
What?
An actor Al Pacino.
She literally, she could probably say she dated Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, right. Yeah, right, for sure. That. This is all from this tweet that says, tell me something that sounds like a lie, but it's actually true.
Let's stay in the celebrity lane. QZG had a little experience. Said I was once trapped in a room with Tom Cruise for over 6 hours. It was horrible.
Oh my gosh.
I was an editor on one of his movies. Oh, after his first viewing of a rough cut, about 10 people were held hostage as he explained what he thought was wrong and how to fix it. This involved Tom recreating his co-star's roles as they should have done it.
Oh, wow.
That is some juiciness, isn't it?
So, yeah, I mean, you can kind of dive into the replies. We've tweeted this out at Ben and Kelly Show.
There are so many.
But, yeah, you can spend at least, I don't know, 90 seconds going through them.
Can we say, listen, there's two more.
Okay.
Ross, I once ate an entire ice cream cone with Crisco instead of ice cream, tobacco dip instead of sprinkles, and dog food instead of M&Ms or cookie dough by choice.
Okay. And last one.
Sherry, not his type, Dietrich. Oh, Sherry's shutting it down. Are you ready for this?
All right.
Buckle up. Ted Bundy decided I wasn't worth killing.
Oh my gosh.
That's her first line.
Holy cow.
She said it was bizarre. I was walking home from class, mad at my boyfriend. Bundy must have picked up on that, so he pulled over, claimed he was a teacher at my school, Indiana Southeast.
Oh.
IU Southeast.
Oh.
So stupidly, I got into his VW bug. He said, let's stop for some beers. He'd taken me to a construction site, started to kiss me. His hands went to my throat. Then he heard voices of workers and drove me home. That was 1974.
Whoa.
I mean, shut it down.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
All right. So, yeah, you can see
some of these
Twitter replies at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We switch gears just a little bit. You know, when you have that new job you're all excited about,
yeah.
don't know everybody yet.
No, but you gotta answer the phone, right? And
yeah.
And when you hear someone from the corporate structure on the other line, you gotta, you know, go along with that.
Wait, I say that out loud?
Yeah. Yes, Becky.
Yes, Becky.
You say it louder.
Your phone tap coming up here in just a few. Hang on. Lil Nas X, 99.7, DJX, joining the likes of Justin Bieber's Despacito and Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men's One Sweet Day, holding atop the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 16 straight weeks.
That is so unexpected.
16 straight weeks. Matching Despacito, matching One Sweet Day. So there you go. If he breaks a record, we'll know next week. So So there you go.
Okay, then.
Yeah, you know what? He's living his life.
We are sitting on the edge of our seats.
He may only have one hit. Who knows?
He's milking it.
Who knows?
It's got 25 remixes.
But it's, yeah, sure. Including Mason Ramsey.
Yes.
I mean, who in this day and age can say that?
The Walmart yodel kid.
Right.
I mean, yes.
Had to happen. That's Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus, one of the original remixes to that song. Old Town Road, 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's a phone tap. And when you're new at a place of business and you are just trying to figure out who's what and what machine does what, when you get a call from corporate IT, you follow their lead, right?
Absolutely.
Wait, I say that out loud?
Yes, Becky, you do, and you say it really loud.
That is next after Ed Sheeran.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Carrie's to blame for this one. She said, I've been listening to your phone taps for years.
Yeah.
Got a suggestion.
All right.
You should play a prank on my friend Becky. She just started a new job in the office of an apartment building dealing with residents.
Okay.
She really wants to do a good job. Can you call her and prank her as a welcome?
Sure. We'll pose as IT from her corporate office. Welcome, Becky, to your phone tap.
Good morning, apartments. This is Becky.
Hi, Becky. William Hassenpepper. I'm the IT director calling from the corporate headquarters. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks. Sorry, but have we met?
No, ma'am. I'm in Chicago. We own apartment complexes all over, and I help set up new employees with their email and make sure all the tech and IT stuff is working for you.
Oh, okay. Great.
This is your first day, correct?
Well, it's my first day working here alone. I mean, I had training last week.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations, first of all. Welcome to the company.
Oh, thanks.
So you got a minute to go over some stuff?
Sure.
Okay. As I said, I'm here to make sure everything's working correctly. Email, computer, connections, printers, stuff like that. So, first of all, is your email working okay? Are you able to send and receive emails?
Yes. I'm looking at it right now, in fact. I have a few emails that came in this morning, and I sent a couple out, too.
All right. Awesome. Obviously, the phone is working. We're on it right now.
Yes. No problem here.
All right, so let's look at a copier. Have you used it yet?
No, I haven't needed to make any copies yet.
Oh, okay, awesome. I'll get a chance to actually show you how it works. It's a voice-activated copier and printer.
Ooh.
Really? Huh. Well, what do you mean?
Well, you see, you don't have to really get up from your desk to make a copy. You just give the machine a voice prompt, kind of like an Alexa.
Sweet.
Or talking to an Alexa.
Okay.
So while I'm online, we'll test it and make sure that it's working properly for your voice.
Okay. So what should I do?
Well, most of the things you'll be printing out will be contracts and rental agreements for residents. And those have already been preloaded into the printer. So really all you need to do is give the printer the verbal command and it will print those documents.
So what do I do?
All right. Well, how far away is the printer?
It's on the other side of the office, I guess, about 15 feet.
That sounds
all right. Fun. That shouldn't be too bad. You'll have to be kind of loud, though. So just give the command, printer, print rental agreement.
Wait, I say that out loud?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to say printer first so it recognizes. It's kind of like the Alexa, like I said. You have to say it loud enough. Printer, print rental agreement.
Printer, print rental agreement.
Yeah, it's not loud enough.
Okay. Did that work?
No. Nothing's happening.
All right. I think you're going to have to try a little louder.
Printer, print rental agreement.
Okay. So we should be good, right?
No.
No.
Oh, it didn't print. Okay. Yeah, well, okay, so you know the person who previously had your position was a guy. He kind of had a low voice. Maybe try saying in a lower register, lower voice.
Really?
Yeah, let's just see if that's the issue.
Dude voice.
Printer, print, rental agreement.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Hmm. All right, we'll come back to that. Well, let's try another piece of equipment. Let's do the radio.
Wait a minute. A customer just came in.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no. We're almost done. Just ask him to hang on just a sec.
Oh, gosh.
Hi, how are you? I'll be with you in just a second. Thanks.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so let's try turning on the radio.
Okay, I guess so.
Just say, radio, turn on 99.7 DJX so I can hear them prank someone with one of their phone taps.
What?
Becky. Becky, it's Ben Davis calling from 99.7 DJX.
Oh my God. Why did you do that to me? I don't believe this.
Carrie thought it would be awesome to welcome you to the new job and have a little fun with you.
You guys. Oh my God. I have to go. I have a customer here that's totally confused.
Maybe she just needs to use her dude voice again.
Right.
Hey, turn on the radio.
Brad texts in this phone tap, though. I had to pull off the water sin due to laughter. Callie, this is one of the best. OMG, I'm dead. I'm crying.
Yeah. Just use the dude voice. Come on, Becky. The dude voice.
Greg,
be kind.
Running off the road laughing. So sorry. All right, that's your phone tap.
Oh, she's going to be good at that job.
On 99.7 DJ. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, home of the DJX All Access Summer. Shawn Mendes, tickets, meet and greets with the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. You can get in right now, WDJX.com. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by DQ, where it's kind of fun because we're celebrating the fact that DQ Miracle Treat Day is coming up on the 25th. At all participating U.S. locations to benefit local children's hospitals.
That is pretty cool. You know what else is cool?
What?
So this girl named Alexa, she got a text from her ex the day before her ex was about to be married.
Got a text from her ex.
Got a text from her ex the day before he was supposed to get married. And you're all like,
Yeah, right.
The text quickly went viral after she shared it on Twitter. Not for the reason you might think, though.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
In the message, he thanked her for being such a good girlfriend when they were young, and he credited her as the person who showed him how to love. He went on to wish her much happiness and was hopeful that she, too, was going to find someone who was going to love her as much as she had loved him. She shared the message as a way to show everybody, just because things don't work out with someone doesn't mean that you should have hate towards them. Regardless of everything, you were meant to be a part of that person's life, and them, yours.
Oh, okay. All right. I was wondering.
See, it's a feel good.
I'm wondering if.
It's a feel good.
Is that supposed to make you feel good? Like, or is that
put
like
her,
a.
Her ex on blast, but for a good thing.
All right.
Like, he's looking back saying, hey, you're a part of my broken road. That led me to where I'm supposed to be right now.
I know I may have broken your heart.
But it's
and
all
now
good.
I've found love with this other woman.
That's not you. You were the fabric and the quilt of my life.
All right.
In a good way.
All right.
So and now it keeps me cozy.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Look at that.
You were scared at first. You're looking at me like this is a feel good.
I was like, I don't know where she's going with
get
this.
To the feel good.
Cool. That's a feel good on 99.7 DJX.
Good example. Something if I can
have you. Shawn Mendes, 99.7 DJX, a part of the DJX All Access Summer. All this week, win tickets, meet and greets for his show on August 3rd. Kind of a cool update to a story we were telling you about yesterday.
Yeah.
Involving his little tattoo that he slid into the DM of one of his fans.
Yeah, she like had tweeted out this picture of a photoshopped tattoo that she put on his arm, and he thought it was cool looking. So he reached out and he's like, hey, where'd you get that? And so tracked down the original artwork, went to a tattoo artist, and got it for real.
Had it done.
Yes.
What a great update.
How awesome is that? Like, to be that person responsible for
permanent ink on Shawn Mendes' arm.
Exactly. You can always look and say, that's me.
Yeah.
That's for me.
Yeah. And not only that, he followed her, too. So that's kind of cool, too.
Absolutely.
So Shawn Mendes, you can see that tattoo up close and personal when you meet him as part of the DJX All Access Summer.
Ooh. 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 Do we suggest either we could shoot for a DJ X tattoo or it's Ben and Kelly show. We could do, what about that?
Well, we're getting some special Shawn Mendes temporary tattoos.
Okay.
So that could be something.
Okay.
Maybe.
Do you think he'd let me like tattoo him with a Sharpie?
You could always ask.
I have a really nice portfolio.
Of rocket ships?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of Sharpie tattoos I've done in the past.
Right.
We could show him.
Sure, we could show him, and I'm sure he'd be on board. I'm sure he would be. Cool update you can see at WD. 99.7 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can I just say, I am so looking forward to Thanksgiving of this year.
Already?
Because of the beautiful day in the neighborhood, the movie about Mr. Rogers.
Starring Tom Hanks.
Yes, they just dropped the trailer yesterday.
We are trying to give the world positive ways of dealing with their feelings.
Yeah? Like what?
Many things you can do.
Oh.
You can play all the lowest keys on a piano at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, he just proves he was born to play this role.
Yeah, you got to see the trailer.
He is Mr. Rogers. Yeah, he is. Sure.
Yeah, Tom Hanks as Fred Rogers there in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It's a true story about this like jaded journalist who does it. He's not like... He doesn't believe. He thinks it's stupid.
Well, he thinks that Mr. Rogers is probably a fake.
Right.
And not really, truly that
nice. A good human. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And he really is. He shows him how to be a good human.
Yeah. If you haven't checked out the Mr. Rogers on Netflix, the little documentary that's there, too, that is also cool.
Okay.
But this Thanksgiving, this is coming out.
We're
ready. See the trailer. WDJX.com. Can we just hear the sunflower? I mean, you didn't really think that we would go the entire show without highlighting Florida in some capacity.
No, I really did.
You?
I thought we were skating through.
You thought it was done?
I thought we were out. We were peacing out.
No way.
We were going to get through it.
No way. Can't do that. Okay. It's 99.7 DJX and welcome Florida to the show. Courtesy of a guy who attempted to rob a Dunkin' Donuts by turning off the power only then to find out that the safes don't work on electricity.
Come
to
on.
Florida we go.
Pinellas County deputies say this man, Robert Torres, shut the lights off to a Dunkin' Donuts so he could rob them.
Yeah.
Oh, so the safe is just going to pop open when the lights are out, right?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
So he was outside the building and was like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit the power. Everybody will run out. I'll go in, grab the money.
Yeah. We're just going to open it up. It'll be good.
Yeah.
The arrest report says he cut the power to the business on Tampa Road in Altmar.
Yeah.
Then told the employees they were being robbed.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, guys, I'm robbing you.
This
so you should probably leave.
Okay.
He also tried to get into the business safe. When asked why he did it, deputies say he told them he was tight on money.
Yeah, a little tight on money.
Okay, I'm running low this month.
You know, how am I going to see Avengers Endgame, Lion King, and the new Spider-Man movie?
Far From Home, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pricey to go to the movies nowadays.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Florida making the show.
Dang it.
Remember the one time when you can't cut the power to a building and get in the safe?
He should watch Ocean's 11, 12,
maybe,
and 13.
Maybe a couple more times.
Learn a few things.
So there you go. Florida making the show.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Florida. Wow.
99.7 DJX.
In there by the hair on your chinny chin chin.
Yep. You miss anything on the podcast, you can always catch up. WDJX.com or always ask Alexa to launch 99.7 DJX. Get our podcast, get live radio, all that. Guys, have a good one.